Unit 2, page 20, reading, exercise 4.
Getting to work. Most people's commute to work or school is usually pretty simple, a short ride in a car or on public transportation. If you're very lucky, you might be able to walk or cycle. Of course, for some commuters, it can be more tedious. Their workplace might not be so far from home, but heavy traffic can make it take much longer than it should. Their employer won't be happy if they're late. Suddenly, the commute becomes very stressful, which is not a great way to start the day. However, there are some people who have found innovative ways to get to work. Gabriel Horkler, who works in Washington, D.C., noticed that most of his commute took him alongside the River Anacostia. Being an avid rower, Gabriel realized that he didn't need to be sitting still in his car for hours along with all the other drivers. So, he exchanged his car for a rowboat and two bikes, one on each end. His commute, which now takes him 90 minutes, also helps him to keep in shape. Elsewhere in the U.S., Benjamin Kiefer beats the traffic by hopping on his unicycle and weaving his way through the New York traffic. It's a skill he learned as a boy at circus school. Benjamin says that it's the best part of his day and much better than when he used to travel on crowded subway trains or had to share the sidewalk with hundreds of other pedestrians who were all fighting for space. But maybe the most exciting commute of all belongs to Paul Cox. On vacation in Spain, Paul tried out paragliding and loved it. Now, when the weather allows him, he makes the 16-kilometer trip from his home in North Wales to work by paramotor. However, there are some people who have to go to even greater lengths to get to work. Abdul Malik is a teacher in Malappuram, India. He teaches in an elementary school that is only 12 kilometers from his home. It used to take him 3 hours to get there by bus, as his home and the school are separated by a river. But Abdul has found a unique way to get to work faster. He walks across the river, even though the water is neck high. Once on the other side, he changes into dry clothes and continues to the school. This is nothing, however, compared to Elizabeth Miranda from the Philippines. Elizabeth is also a teacher, but her trip to join the rest of the staff at her school takes several hours and involves crossing 5 rivers. This means getting her feet and legs wet. It can be dangerous at times, but nothing will stop Elizabeth from getting to school so that she can teach her students.